Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
That's my scary laugh.
It wasn't very scary. Yeah, it was more creepy.
That's because Ladybug is in costume today. She's practicing for Monday, where she will go trick-or-treating. And I think you do that because you actually get more candy. And by the way, you're a grown adult lady. You shouldn't be out trick-or-treating or anything like
that. I'm not. My dog is trick-or-treating.
Okay.
And I just have to go with her.
Tell the audience what she's dressed up as today.
Well, you know what? I decided not to put a costume on her. We didn't do a costume this year. She's got lots of costumes. She's been many different things in the past. So this year, I decided to color her.
Yeah. Because it's different.
It is different because she's white with black spots and her name is Ladybug. So I colored her white red. So now she's red with black spots like a true ladybug.
Now, what did you use for color there? Is it safe, non-toxic?
Yeah. You know, I actually use Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah. The packets of Kool-Aid, red Kool-Aid, because I thought that would be a lot safer. Because
sure.
It won't hurt.
Do you find she's licking herself all the time then?
You know, maybe she does. Maybe she likes the taste. Cherry.
What about you gals? Lori, do you dress up dogs at all?
In small costumes, usually a hat or a bow or something. And then we don't go trick-or-treating, but they are there to help answer the door and give the trick-or-treaters their candy.
Mm. What about you, Dr. Debbie? What are you dressing up the animals as this Monday?
Oh, this year it's going to be the angel and the devil.
I'm guessing that Boss is the devil.
Yes, Boss will be the devil. And I have this cute pair of angel wings my mother made for one of my former dogs. And so I've just got to kind of fit them a little bit to Nikki's bigger body size. But she's going to be the angel. And it's complete with halo and everything, as long as she doesn't try to eat it.
We got to post pictures up the website so listeners can see that. And of course, we'd love to hear what you're dressing your animals up. Sometimes they don't like to dress up. And sometimes Halloween just freaks out the animals altogether. There are some animals that really even shouldn't be out on Halloween just because they see people in costumes and they don't know what to make of it. And then, of course, the day after Halloween, Tuesday, get ready, Dr. Debbie.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I can't tell you how many calls we get. And it's really the whole week or two before and after the holiday because people have, you know, the candy out. I can remember chocolate-covered espresso beans was a real problem for one year.
Mass
quantities of chocolate will lead to maybe that the least digestive upset. Maybe I'll get some vomiting and diarrhea, but otherwise pancreatitis. My own dog once had the worst chocolate toxicity that had heart arrhythmias, and he was a really sick puppy when he
had takes
that.
A lot of chocolate, and isn't dark chocolate more offensive than the lighter chocolate?
Than milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
It is, yeah. So it takes, you know, for milk chocolate or white chocolate, it takes a lot of chocolate to be toxic. With the darker chocolate, or baking chocolate is where you're going to get the most dangerous thing. And that's actually what my dog got into was European dark chocolate. Large quantities of it.
Oh, my. And you must have felt like an idiot being a veterinarian. And
thanks, Hal. Yeah.
Well, how can you put that any nicer?
You know there is nothing that happens to regular pet owners' animals doesn't happen to veterinarians' dogs. I've had toxicities. I've had cactus attacks on my dogs. It all happens, and we are no different. So.
But it turned out well in the long run.
It did,
okay.
Yes.
Robert Semro, just around the corner, he has 7 Halloween treats to keep your pets safe. 7 Halloween treats to keep your pets safe. And now he does the Listomania every week. Usually it's in the number of 5. So we get 7 this week.
That's 7.
7. Very excited about that. Also on the show today, just a few minutes, you may have seen this video online. I know it's over at our Facebook page at Animal Radio. It's a video of a chicken watching TV. And I think as soon as we saw the video, I said, we got to book this chicken. So we've booked the chicken and the guardian. I understand they're both very vocal, and they'll be on the show with us in just a few minutes to explain her TV watching habits and what it's like to have a chicken in your life. They have a lot of personality.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, more than you probably expect. Also, the crazy doctor, Dr. Ernie Ward. And I say he's crazy because the last time we had him on the show, he locked himself in a car.
Hot car.
A hot car during sweltering temperatures. To find out what it's like if you leave your dog or cat or any animals in the car just for a few minutes in hot temperatures. Mm-hmm. And so he'll be back. Is he doing something crazy this time?
Not as crazy as he did last
time.
No, but he's got some nice little trivia that he's going to tell us about animals, about cats and dogs.
Oh, very excited about that. Lori, you're working very hard over there. I think that perhaps you have too many news stories. Give us one of them for this hour.
One of them. Oh, you know, near and dear to my heart, senior citizens and animals, of course, and putting them together to make the world a better place.
Ah, I've always believed in therapy animals. Great for the senior citizens.
But these animals might not all be alive.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm going to stick
talking
around
about
for that.
Dead animals, though. Oh, boy.
Okay, that's
okay,
on the way.
Take it away, Hal.
Let's go to the phones. Take it away, Doc. Toll free 1-866-405-8405. Don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android and BlackBerry. I was told I had to mention BlackBerry because
some people still have
BlackBerries. Wow. Yeah, apparently. Let's go to the phones right now. We have Sherry. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good. Well, it's a nice rainy day in Sun River, Oregon.
Sun River is rainy, huh?
Yes, it is. I have two little chihuahuas. One is all white and the other one is black. And the black one developed some dry skin, which kind of got flaky, almost like dandruff.
Okay.
And then it started to smell very strongly. I bathed her with some baby soap, and it's a little bit better. She doesn't smell as bad, but I'm just wondering, is it more of a yeast thing or is it just the dry skin?
Okay, great question. And unfortunately, with a black-coated dog, you're going to notice that dry skin all the more apparently than on your other
right.
dog. And I'm assuming your other chihuahua has healthy skin, does not share the same problem?
Correct. And okay. they eat the same foods. And
is she itchy, scratchy with this?
No, doesn't seem to be. She likes it when I scratch her back, but she doesn't seem to be spending the entire day scratching herself, no. And it's more okay. right at the base of her back.
Okay. Alrighty. And then are there any sores or hair loss that she's experiencing?
She's not experiencing the hair loss per se, but yes, I would say that some of it dries to where it's so hard that when I do scratch it off, it will leave a little opening in the skin, but there's not sores before I start to take off some of the hard flakiness.
Okay. It sounds like in your dog's situation that we do have something potentially medical going on, which is different than just a pet that has just flaky, dry skin. And a couple things that you've said really make me think that. One is that you've described an odor. And that does definitely make me think of some kind of infection, bacterial and or yeast infection that can be part of that. And then the other thing was the sores or the fact that when you pull off like some of this hair, there's an open spot below there. So that too would make me think that we have an issue that we need to be addressing. So if I were to see your baby, I would definitely take some skin samples so that I could look at that quickly under the microscope to get a direction. Because you mentioned yeast, and that can be a real problem for some dogs, and it can take a long time to manage that. So we'd want to know what we're up against, whether that's going to need something just topical or if we have to add in an oral yeast medicine as well. Additionally, there's some great products topically that we would use. And if we do think we have an infection, we might tend to go to things that have antibacterial properties. So there's some shampoos and topicals that have a TRIZ component. It's TRIZ EDTA. So it's part of the medical therapy for bacterial infections. Other things we might use are shampoos that contain antifungals like ketoconazole. And there are a lot of veterinary prescription shampoos and topicals that we can use if that is a direction we feel that your pet has. So I think that's going to be really the biggest thing, because all of the other types of things, you know, as far as types of supplements or home remedies, I really wouldn't encourage you to go first with that. We might use those to supplement the veterinary care. For instance, a lot of dogs with dry skin or chronic skin conditions, I will put on omega fatty acids or the fish oils, preferably. That can be a great way to help from the inside to provide good quality quality hair coat and avoid dry skin. Dogs and cats are a little different. They benefit more from the fish oils than, say, from flaxseed oil, which isn't converted as effectively in a dog. So that is an important distinction that we do have with them. But some other things that I often will use might even be things that contain coconut oil. And there, it actually has not so much a moisturizing effect, but it has an antibacterial, antifungal property. So some of the different topicals that contain that, or even using coconut oil as a supplement topically for some of these skin conditions, can be helpful when we're dealing with the infection component of it. So yeah, I think we got a little bit of work to do there. Now, the other thing that I always like to mention, and you got a young dog, if you know she's only 3-4 years old, but things like thyroid conditions or other hormone problems can contribute towards dryness or a tendency to have types of infections, as does pets that have allergies. Pets that have allergies have a weakened skin barrier, and they will more commonly become, they will develop a bacterial or a yeast infection just because that skin doesn't have the resiliency that a normal dog would have.
Is that more prone to the purebreds?
Not necessarily. Some of it is a matter of just an individual basis. I mean, I do see a ton of breeds that particularly have allergies. In my area, we have a lot of Jack Russell Terriers and Pit Bulls that tend to have allergies, especially if they're a little bit more on the white pigmented side. But really, any dog could have an allergy, mutt or purebred.
Well, it looks like I need to make a trip to my vet.
I think so, yeah. I hope that baby gets feeling good and that skin gets looking better for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sherry, for your call. Send your rain this way, will you?
Will do.
Toll free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team right now.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
We can't tell you why canine caviar is the only alkaline-based dog food, but we can tell you alkaline is proven to minimize the risk of renal failure and pancreatitis, reduce scratching, cellular degeneration, and disease, keeping your furry friend youthful and healthy longer. And those are the reasons we can fit into this short commercial. But by visiting caninecaviar.com, you'll see exactly what we do to make a better food for your dog. Try the one and only alkaline dog food risk-free, canine caviar.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton. And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1128 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1128 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1128.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.